www.schooldrillers.com bring to you an audio format of Lecture 2 GS107. Visit School Drillers for more courses and audio format. Let's get started. Topic: Nutrition and Health. Nutrition refers to the science that studies the process in which the living organisms take in and make use of food for the production of energy, the functioning of organs and tissues, maintenance of life, growth, reproduction and elimination of waste products from the body. Nutrition is the science that studies the processes by which living organisms take in food and use the food for energy, various functions, growth and maintenance of body cells and tissues, and also for maintenances of good health. It includes eating the correct quality and quantity, adequate, of foods to satisfy the body's needs, requirements. It also involves the knowledge of digestion of foods to release nutrients for absorption into the bloodstream for cells' utilization. It involves studying the use of individual nutrients by the cells of the body. What is food? Food is what we eat that provides the chemical components which nourish the body and keeps it healthy. Good food is wholesome, nourishing, and free from toxic substances, parasites and bacterial contamination. No two foods are identical in their nutrient composition and ability to nourish the body. Combination of varieties of foods is necessary to satisfy body's requirements. Hence, there is need to eat varieties of foods. Abundance of food does not guarantee of good nutrition. For people to be well nourished, they must have access to adequate quantity and quality of foods they require. People could have plenty food, but if they are not aware of the right quantity and combinations to eat, they will still be poorly nourished and experience poor health. Terms to note: nutritional status, the condition of health of an individual in relation to his nutritional condition. This can be assessed through dietary, biochemical, anthropometric, and clinical methods. Diet is what a person habitually eats, hence everyone is always on a diet. However, a special diet can be prescribed for an individual. For example, a diet to reduce weight, reducing diet, a diet to maintain normal weight, a diet to reduce a nutrient intake, for example low protein, low fat, low sodium, etc. diet. Nutrient is the chemical components of food that the body can use for production of energy, growth and maintenance of good health. They are grouped into two, macro and micronutrients. Essential nutrient is a nutrient which cannot be synthesized in the body but must be obtained from diets. Food choice. Prehistoric man had no knowledge about adequate nutrition but was only guided by instinct towards edible and safe foods. He collected wild fruits and hunted wild animals for his foods. His choice of food was limited to what was available in his environment. Today, civilization has helped man to have unlimited varieties of foods to select. Man is deviating from naturally available foods to more processed and imported expensive foods. Man is drifting further and further away from nature and is no longer appreciating natural food products which are readily available in his locality, cheap, nutritious and would satisfy his nutritional requirements when well combined. The knowledge of right food selection, combination and good feeding habits will help an individual to have a measure of control over his nutritional health. Basic nutrition concepts. There is a popular statement that says man is what he eats. Whatever a man eats turn into him, which means it is what a man eats that is digested, absorbed and utilized in his body to ensure the growth and maintenance of the body cells, and the proper functions of the organs and tissues. Thank you for listening. Please like School Drillers on Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you found this audio useful. Bye for now.